From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. One of the fastest-growing websites in the country doesn't advertise anywhere. It has no logo and minimal graphics. It's like a giant community bulletin board where people can look for an apartment or a new job. They can find a date or buy a used washing machine. The website is called Craigslist. Joel Obermeyer reports from Boston.
Peter Cassani is showing a two-bedroom apartment to a prospective tenant. It's a meeting that was made possible by Craigslist.
Okay, so here we are. That's the living room right there. Big closet. Bathroom. Nice big bathroom.
Apartment hunters in the Boston area have long relied on classified ads in local newspapers, and more recently, newspaper websites. But this year, they're increasingly turning to Craigslist. It's free, and leasing agents like Cassani say postings there are more effective than using newspapers.
I'd say most of our leads are Craigslist, probably like 95%.
The site's reach extends well beyond the rental market. People use it to buy and sell all sorts of things. And those who visit can easily become addicted. Take Katie Scheel, who works at a children's clothing store. Whenever she has a free moment, she checks the site on her laptop.
A posting can come online at 10 o'clock at night and be gone by the next morning because they get 1,000 responses. So it's so quick, the turnover is so fast that you have to kind of keep checking it every day.
Scheel first used the site to find part-time jobs. Then she helped the store by selling some used baby carriages. Now she's looking for a kitten to adopt. And she's also seen things that are a little less enticing.
Beautifully crafted solid brass lobster door knocker. Oh, there's a picture.
Many of Craigslist's categories appear to compete with newspaper classified ads. But newspapers like the Boston Globe say recent weakness in their classified volume has more to do with the slow economy than competition. Lisa DeSisto is general manager of the Boston Globe's website. She says Craigslist is appealing to a new audience, people who have something to sell but don't think it's worth paying for an ad. Still, DeSisto says she's watching Craigslist carefully.
I think anyone that brings buyers and sellers together is a threat. So yes, we absolutely view them as a threat.
The site's influence is impressive given its humble beginnings. Craigslist started in San Francisco. Its founder is a guy named Craig Newmark.
I just started sending friends notices about cool events I heard about, usually ones that involved arts and technology in San Francisco. Kept growing from there.
When the list got too big, he set up a website so people could write their own postings. Now a team of 14 people runs a network of Craigslist sites out of a small office in San Francisco. The network has local versions in 20 big cities in the United States. Combined, they average more than 4 million visitors per month. The original San Francisco site is the biggest. But in the last year, sites from other cities like Boston have reached critical mass. Craig's friend Jim Buckmaster is now CEO of the company.
Yeah, we've been a bit surprised by how fast the site has grown. Some of our newer cities are growing at a 700% rate year over year.
The company funds its operations through its San Francisco site. There and only there, they charge a flat fee of $75 to companies who want to post jobs. Someday the company could charge for job listings on its other sites, but for now, they don't seem interested. Craig Newmark.
We're not a nonprofit, not a real for-profit in the sense people think about that. We call ourselves non-commercial because basically we're just making the money to pay the bills. Maybe we'll have something left over.
Newmark and Buckmaster could have been dot-com millionaires long ago, but each time a buyout offer comes along, they refuse. They say they want to be around to see what happens to their creation. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.